This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Breakfast, the nation's favourite rainbow breakfast show.
It is your Monday morning. You are joined by Rach and Luke on the radio. And Mitch, you said before, are you married?
Yes.
Okay, well, this next half hour, we are going to be helping Luke plan a big gay wedding. Do you have any tips?
Oh, start right away. You're in for a lot of work.
All right. You don't have that much long left.
I have heard that before, though, yeah.
It's meant to be happening in April.
It's happening in April.
It is.
Not meant to be. Yes. Is that-
it's meant to be happening, aka...
That's plenty of time. That's like 6 months. Plan. That's heaps.
It's a lot of work, but you know what? Ours was the perfect day, so it was really worth it. So I think you'll find the same thing as well.
Okay.
All right. If you've got any tips to planning a big gay wedding, get them in now. 0427 569 949.
Or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Let's go into some Sam Smith and Madonna. It's vulgar. Ooh. Luke, I feel like that is the perfect question for you.
What am I going to do?
It's 21 minutes to 9. You're with Luke and Rach on your Monday morning. And Luke is planning a big fat gay wedding.
Well, I'm trying to lose a bit of weight beforehand, but it's still coming. No, I'm not really. I am living my bare fantasy. And yeah, getting married finally. April next year, the countdown is on. Oh my
God.
So
many snaps for that. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
What have you got locked in thus far?
Well, not a whole lot, but what we did land on was a long time ago, our first big international trip together was to Japan, and we had the best time. We loved it over there, loved the people, loved the culture, loved everything about it. It was just a magical, wonderful place. And while we were over there, we saw this couple that had just gotten married, and they were doing a photo shoot under the cherry blossoms, and they looked stunning, and like everyone was like taking photos and being creeps and like not talking to them, which was a bit weird. And I went up to them and said, hey, congratulations. And they both like smiled and were like, oh, thank you so much. And then we just thought, oh, that's really cute. We could totally get married here as well. Ha, ha, ha. Because we'd been together for like a year at that point.
Oh, yes.
It was very early in our relationship. And then we got engaged in 2020, right before COVID hit. We were the straw that broke the camel's back.
It's all your fault.
I know. Caused the plague. And then after that, we sort of thought, well, maybe we should actually just get married in Japan. Like, that would be really cool. Why don't we just do it? So that's what's happening. We're going to get married in Tokyo. We're going to have a small legal ceremony here and then do, like, a fancy pants over the top fun ceremony with our friends and our loved ones in Japan.
Yes, that is the best plan ever. Okay, so fancy pants. Are you literally going to dress to the nines?
Well, we definitely do want to have fancy custom suits of some description. We're not sure yet in terms of, we're still figuring out what the palette, the colour palette's going to be. But we want to look nice. We want to look a bit traditional Japanese as well. We want to have that kind of influence on what we're going to wear. So we're looking at that. We're looking at venues and locations for that sort of thing. Again, it's not an official legal marriage ceremony, so we're kind of flexible to do it wherever we want, really, in that sense.
Okay, I've got questions. I've got questions about what traditional Japanese weddings look like. Mm. We're going to get to those questions right after this. But if you have any tips for Luke for planning a big fat gay wedding.
Just advice as well. Like anything that you recommend like getting on top of quickly or things that went wrong that I should avoid, anything like that would be super duper helpful.
Yeah, how can they get in touch?
0427-JOY-949 is the SMS, or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
It's 14 minutes to 9 on your Monday morning with Rach and Luke for Joy Brekkie.
How exciting.
It is exciting. And
we're talking all about me. My wedding.
Yeah.
Which is all about me and my partner, but mostly me, let's be honest.
And it's happening overseas next year.
Destination wedding. Because I haven't been to a destination wedding.
ever. So you just thought you'd just do one?
Yeah, I want to be, I'm going to do it. And you know what? Most of my friends, because we've all gone to that, you know, I mean, everyone's had like a big wedding rush over the last few years, I feel like, since same-sex marriage became legalized in Australia.
Yes.
You know, I had a lot of couples in my life, I'm sure everyone did, who were like waiting. And then as soon as it happened, there was like wedding. So I had, you know, 6 or 7 in a very short period of time. And now it's my turn, and no one's done a destination wedding yet. No one's gone overseas. So this is it. We're going to have a big wedding in Tokyo, Japan.
And you said that you're thinking of doing some traditional aspects potentially in your outfit.
Yes.
Now, what is it about traditional Japanese outfits that do it for you?
Well, they're very kind of different. I like the colors are a bit different as well. They're not that traditional sort of black suit all the time, which I quite like, the sort of kimono vibes, which is quite pretty. But also, you know, we're going to do like traditional Japanese straight man colors and styles, are we? We're going to kind of zhuzh it up a little bit and have our own twist on it, would be what I would think. But yeah, there's something kind of, I don't know, gender neutral and cool and traditional about the Japanese wedding wear that I've seen. And so I want to capture a bit of that for sure.
So I've just done an old Google search of what a traditional Japanese wedding outfit is. And the male, because, you know, they're, of course, all heterosexual couples that have come up on Google. The male actually has a very long skirt.
Yeah, it's almost like a kilt kind of, isn't it?
It is. And, yeah. And then there's even like a sporran, only instead of wearing it around their waist, they wear it around their neck.
Yeah.
If you don't know what a sporran is, it's that fluffy bag that Scottish people usually wear. And then the jacket is more like a kimono.
Yeah, it's like a kimono style. So I quite like that. Mm. So I don't know how we're going to exactly capture that vibe fully, but I don't want to do just a suit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've seen the suits. I've done the suits. I get it. Suits are great. We're going to be married in Tokyo. Let's do something a bit different.
Will you freeball under the skirt?
I mean, I don't know if that's traditional
or
not.
Is that traditional?
In Japan. Maybe not. I don't know.
If anyone knows, please.
Maybe we're going to go in full sumo gear, you know? I don't know.
Just giant nappies?
Yeah, 100%.
Cute. I could get around that, I think. I don't know. Maybe with a bow tie.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, other things that you have to prepare for a wedding, you kind of need a venue, don't you?
That's right, yeah. That's the next part. And again, luckily, because we're not doing a traditional wedding, we don't need to go to like a wedding venue necessarily. But we do need to have a nice venue that's sort of, again, us and gay friendly. You know, Japan's a pretty gay friendly place, but they don't have legalized same-sex marriage over there. So, you know, we've got to factor this stuff in as well to make sure that we're not being disrespectful to their culture and their people and stuff like that. But yeah, we're going to have a really nice venue is the plan. We've got some ideas around the wedding weekend, what we're going to do with our friends while everyone's in town. So it's very exciting.
But you're not going to do a go into the chapel and we're going to get married.
No, especially with that.
Do they have chapels in
Japan? I don't know, probably. But no, oh, is it temples maybe? Like really cool temples. Yeah, no, nothing super traditional in that sense.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Look, if you've got any tips and tricks for planning a wedding, especially if it's an international wedding, let us know. 0427 569 949.
Or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Because, yeah, like, did you have someone scout it out for you on the ground? I'm sure there's probably, like, companies and people you can go to help plan a wedding. Like, international wedding planning? That must be a thing, right? Surely.
Surely.
Yeah, I have all these questions. And, I'm going to get stuck into wedding planning mode pretty hardcore over the next few weeks. So anything helps.
The bride is in distress.
She's a bride. Bridezilla over here.
Oh, no. Not
Bearzilla?
Yet. Please
Bear
don't.
Bear Bridezilla? But anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I like that.
Bearzilla. Bearzilla.
Yeah, okay.
Love
I'll
it.
Do that.
You're on Joy Breakfast. It's 9:04 on Joy Breakfast with Luke and Rach for your Monday morning.
Yeah.
It's almost time for us to wrap it up, but we've gotten some advice.
Which I appreciate. It's not the most helpful advice in the world.
Yeah, but it could help you.
It could save lives.
It could save lives. Andy has messaged in saying, Luke, watch the freeballing. Might be a bit cool in the marbles over there in beautiful Tokyo.
Yeah, it will be springtime, so it could be a bit chilly for sure.
Mm, yeah.
Good tips.
Watch
good
the
tips.
Marbles. Wayne has also messaged in saying if their suits, so Wayne and Drew got married this year, can have a nod to Les from Strictly Ballroom, then Luke, loving the traditional outfit idea.
Oh, there we go. Approved.
Approved.
I think so too, yeah. 100%.
I think it is. It's a great plan. I am so excited to see how all of the planning unfolds.
There'll be so many photos. I'm crazy.
Yeah. Also, what are guests meant to wear? Do we come in Japanese outfits?
I mean, that's up to you. I don't want to force it.
All right. If anyone knows where to get a kimono, hit me up. Of course, tomorrow is a public holiday, so there will be no Joy Breakfast. There's just going to be music all day.
Maybe sleep it in.
Exactly right. Are you going to sleep in tomorrow?
Oh, 100%. I actually can't wait, especially after today. What a wake-up call that was at 5 a.m.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I don't know how you do it every day, Rach. Jeez.
I really appreciate you coming in again.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Luke. Dean and I will be back on Wednesday morning at 7 a.m., but don't go anywhere. Dave is taking over the air. Airwaves for the most uplifting music for your Monday.
Always.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.